Reshmi Nair and Matt Gurney with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hoping you're getting where you need to go. The roads are getting filled up here. It's approaching rush hour and it's minus seven, feeling like minus 11. Happy to tell you that the four warming centers in the city of Toronto are open.
You just caught me by surprise with a question because you asked me, are you a donor? And I thought you meant charity. And I like, because I was like, yeah, sure, I support charities. But it turns out you actually meant am I a donor of bits of myself. Totally different kind of donor.
The bits are, that would still be alive, Matt Gurney.
Well, we've already been over this. Like, I have a very open mind to any number of things, but I prefer to be dead first. So we were talking about the composting of human remains earlier, which I'm fine with. Put me in the basic liquid is what we called it, which I'm fine with. I just want to be dead first. But no, on the serious question is, we have been talking a lot about recent years about ways that people, even before they die, organ donation. A lot of Canadians support that. I'm an organ donor. But there's also the ability to help people by just getting screened for things while you're still alive because you might be a compatible match.
And we are such a multicultural society. Toronto, especially, all walks of life from all parts of the world are here, and we all call ourselves Canadian and neighbors and community members, but there are genetic differences in us. And when it comes to saving a life, based on your DNA, based on your heritage, you could save a life if you become a donor. Different cultures, different communities looking for those donations. And so we welcome to the Rush here to discuss specifically swabbing to save a life. Getting young Black Canadians registered in the stem cell registry is the motivation for Dorothy Vernon Brown. Dorothy Vernon Brown joins us now live to talk about donor drive for Dorothy. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate you making time for us. Can you tell our listeners about your donor drive?
Absolutely. So Donor Drive for Dorothy is a registered Canadian charity, and our goal is to actively recruit men, Black men and women 17 to 35 to become donors or potential donors in Canada's stem cell registry. And that was born out of a very personal experience because back in 2013, when I was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, which is an aggressive blood cancer, the chance of me surviving was based on a stem cell transplant. And I actually went through conventional chemotherapy, and 9 months I relapsed. And so my real option to survive and to live was a stem cell transplant at that time. Typically, when you have a blood cancer or a deadly blood disease and you need a stem cell transplant, your first option is to look to a family member as a matching donor. And sadly, that's only 25% of the time. So most of us might not find a matching donor with our family. So these national registries worldwide, they house donors, unrelated donors. And then I had to look in that registry. And to my shock and utter despair, Blacks only made up just about 1% of the registry at the time. And I knew instinctively that I would make it if I was looking to the registry. And so I made a pledge that I would do something about that. And so with family and friends, we decided to co-found Donor Drive for Dorothy to get more Black men and women 17 to 35 in the registry so that blood cancer patients and patients with other blood diseases would have a fighting chance of finding a donor because we needed a lot of people in the pool.
And Dorothy, I know this sounds like stating the obvious, but I think it's important to mention we do start with family. The people who have the closest genetic relationship with you are often the best match here. Sometimes it doesn't work out. If you're someone who is desperate to survive every fighting chance, the bigger the donor registry already exists on that day, the better your chance of getting the right match as soon as possible so you can start treatment right away.
Right, for sure. So we absolutely do look at the family first, which is what happened for me. Typically your siblings for a compatible match. And as I mentioned before, that's only about 25 to 30% of the time. And so those people who do not have, don't have the luxury of a matching sibling, they have to go to the stem cell registry. And so that is the whole basis of this. The reality, as Rashmi spoke earlier, is that Canada has become a very diverse society. And it's not only Black patients who suffer this fate. Many other minority ethnicities, they also have a very similar fate, in which the registry comprises significantly more of their Caucasian population, which is 66.45%, as opposed to Blacks, which is 1.5. And when you look at indigenous communities, when you look at Jewish communities, South Asian communities, Filipino communities, Chinese communities, they are all under about 10%. Makeup in that registry. So it really is so key that we increase that donor pool so other ethnicities, patients of other ethnicities do have a chance to survive because of stem cell transplants.
And I encourage everyone to look at DonorDrive4Dorothy.org. That's Donor Drive with the number 4 DORothy.org to learn more, because what you're saying, I see that on your website here, how ethnicity matters, Dorothy, and the breakdown of our population when it comes to the stem cell registry. It's been 10 years since you were diagnosed. How are you?
You know what? I am fantastic. I am now labeled, quote unquote, by my medical team as cured.
Oh, that is a blessing.
That is the beauty when the stem cells work. And the irony of it is, although when we started to get more people in the registry so that I had that chance, I didn't find a match, because it's trying to match your, what we call your human leukocyte antigens, your HLA. These are like genetic markers. It's so difficult. It's pretty much like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's so difficult. My siblings were only, the sibling that matched me closest was just a half match. And that was very risky. But as I say, it turned out that she was my perfect match, because I've gone on to not only survive and thrive, but to be now considered as cured. And that is why we're so passionate about getting more people in the registry, of creating awareness, of educating people how painless and how easy it is to start that process.
Dorothy, incredible news that you're cured, a great cause you're supporting. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to pump out that website one more time for you here. But again, thanks for your time and all the best as you continue to live your life with health. Donor Drive 4, the numeral 4, Dorothy.org. Donor Drive for Dorothy.org, a registered Canadian charity supporting an incredible cause. We've got a news update coming your way in moments. When we come back, dollars and cents. Stay tuned. It's Matt Gurney and Rashmi Nair. This is The Rush on News Talk 1010.